You're listening to Aligned and Unfiltered with Daniela, Demi, and Ness. We're making spirituality real, raw, and relatable.
Baby. He's been doing so well.
He has.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
We are
back.
Back.
Back like we never left.
Yep.
Because we did it. Four episodes and counting.
Not a new record, but we're doing well.
We are thriving.
Okay.
30, flirty and thriving. I'm not 30 yet, but almost.
Mm-hmm. I'm past that.
I'm a little bit off.
30, flirty and thriving.
Love that movie. Okay. I'm bringing us in today.
We're
talking about creating space for the self.
Yes.
And we have spoken about this previously on... Are you okay?
My ear is so itchy, but then when I like scratch it like this, it feels like I have a cotton bud in it and it feels so good.
Oh my God. Considering you like to clean your ears, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a cotton bud like
stuck
literally
in my ear.
There.
Oh my gosh. Does anyone else clean? I'm going to get messages after this like, that's not good for you. I'm aware. But does anyone else clean their ears like 2 times a day? Because
Daniel used to. And I kind of pressured him out of it. No. I'm like, there's nothing to clean.
I know,
there.
But it just feels so good. It just feels so good. Anyway, that's how I hold space for myself.
Clean your ears twice a day.
Each to their own.
Whatever floats your boat.
We have spoken about this previously. We've spoken about the importance of creating that space for yourself, but we're going to just put a little bit more of a spotlight on it today because it is something that we do need constant reminder on because it's very easy to put ourselves back into that space of being the last person on the list.
Mm.
So here we are today being your reminder and being the permission slip that you don't need, but we're giving you anyway to pause and give yourself some space. So let's break it down.
Can I just say that was a very podcast quote.
Was it?
Yeah.
Should it be like on a shirt?
You saying that, it sounded like you were on a podcast.
I am on a podcast.
No, I know, but you know how like normally it doesn't sound like we're on a podcast.
Oh, okay.
It's like giving you the permission slip that you
don't need.
No, like it just sounded like very podcast.
Oh, okay.
But like in a good way.
Okay,
like
cool.
Like profesh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. This bitch knows what she's talking about.
Yeah. Because, like, very fancy. It's like, fancy. Okay.
Cool.
You know?
Cool. All right. Well, I don't know where to go from here.
I think we're one episode over what we should have
talked about. Should have talked about the last one.
I'm, like, tapped out.
We've got this, guys.
I'm holding space for myself by being a clown.
That's
fine.
That's actually and that's fine. Very welcome.
It is welcome and that's you expressing yourself the
it
way
is.
You need to. So we welcome that.
Yeah. I was just going to say, can you give like an explanation? I can't because my brain right now. Can you give an explanation of what holding space for ourselves is or what it looks like?
Yeah, I sound like a fucking record with what I'm about to
this
say.
This is your bread and butter,
but I'll
though.
Say it again. When it comes to holding space for the self, it is listening to and responding to the flags that your body is waving for you, acknowledging those flags and actually doing something about it.
Mm.
And like I used to say that so gently, but honestly at this point I could not give a fuck. It's like we need to listen to our bodies and we need to respond. That's it. Like it's our responsibility. Fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
Ness is like in clown mode. She had her microphone completely backwards. I'm like, what is this bitch doing?
On purpose?
No, because I was like rolling my little crystal onto like I made a little home for it and
I'm
I was trying not to laugh and I didn't want to laugh while she was talking so seriously. So I did this.
I love the little like nook you've made for it.
It's beautiful.
It's very cute.
It's a beautiful little nook.
Just so you know, I'm literally filming this because like I need to show you what it's actually like on the other end.
See, that's what I was doing. It's like, it's
can
fun.
Can you do that again? Yeah, oh, it's so cute.
Yeah, see? And then it goes home. Why won't you go to your home, ball? Watch Happy Gilmore. Just go home.
I feel like I've watched it, but I don't know what you're referring to.
Adam Sandler, when he's playing golf.
Yeah.
And he, like, he's trying to get the ball into the, like, the hole.
Yeah.
And he, like, gets on the floor and he's, like, aggressively talking to the golf ball. He's like, why won't you just go home, ball?
I love anything with Adam Sandler.
I love Adam Sandler.
I love him.
Wait.
He is such a vibe.
I've watched the movie, but I just can't remember that bit.
Okay, also, we're getting really off topic.
So off topic.
But wait, also, just also, hold on. If this is another ad, I'm going to be so cut. It's okay. I can skip it in a second.
Okay, what's the context here?
Gavin is putting for the win. Maybe it's just me, but his crowd seems unusually small for this type of moment.
Wait, I promise it gets better.
People listening, like, what the fuck?
You're going to have to listen to this for a minute and 10 seconds.
No,
this
is so long. This drive is
amazingly bizarre, babe. You've only got 50 seconds.
No.
I'm meeting her in like 5 seconds.
No, it's coming up.
No, can't you fast forward?
I'm fast forwarding.
Okay, good.
I'm fast forwarding.
Like,
I just don't want to
see. I've never taken my power trip right. Like, as
good for your holes? Answer me. Suck my white ass, Paul.
She's like,
no, I skipped the part.
No, we're not going back. We're not going back.
Anyway, go and watch Happy Gilmore.
Why didn't you just go home?
Oh my God, she literally went back. We're like, no, Ness, don't do it. She goes back. She finds us. Fucking finds the part and plays it.
Anyway, my ball went to its home, so it's fine.
By ball, she means crystal.
Yes, yeah. It's shaped like a ball.
This is why I said context, because people are like, what the fuck's going on the other end here?
Okay, I'm honing it in. I'm fine.
Okay. 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 Everyone just take a fucking breath. Do I need to do a meditation?
No. I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Oh my God. I just had a flash. We've done this before. We fucking have done this type of episode where like.
It was our Eminem one.
I think it was like the fourth episode that we did and we were right here. We were pushing it too far and we're like.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, that was our first day of recording.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it? I don't know. But
now look at us go.
Look at us now.
That's really cute.
We've grown
so much.
Okay. I'm going to confiscate that in a second.
All right. How to hold space for ourselves.
Yes. So right. we know that holding space for ourselves is doing what we need to do for our bodies. And I say bodies because it's not just our physical body. We're talking about the four bodies that we have. Doing what we need to do to support ourselves and honor ourselves. In a moment, whatever the fuck that
yes,
might be.
Yes, mentally, yeah. Emotionally, physically, spiritually.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I should have said what the bodies were. Thanks, Ness.
No yeah. problem.
Do not come at me for that sorry because that was polite. I will not fucking stand for it. And I'm not transferring
a dollar
into that account.
You are.
Absolutely not.
Did you just say sorry?
No, but it was like a polite one. I'm literally fucking going back on this. I'm going to make you guys listen to it.
Hold yourself accountable, Daniela. Yeah. Stop cheating the system. You're the only one who can hold yourself accountable. So if you want to get away with not using that dollar in the sorry jar, and if you want to do the wrong thing, Just have that on your conscience, knowing that you cheated the system that you built.
Okay, I can't even. I cannot with her right now.
Oh my God.
Guys, we're like 9 minutes in. to nothing at this
point. Okay. Rein it in. Rein it in. Okay. This is what we're doing now.
Okay.
Daniela, how do you hold space for yourself? Rapid fire. Or maybe not rapid fire. It's okay. It's
rapid right. fire.
I'm muting this. Okay. How do I hold space for myself? It varies and it changes depending on where I am within my cycle. We all know how much I harp on about this. But when it comes to holding space for myself, it will always be different depending on how I feel in a day. Because I'm constantly asking myself, in a moment, what I need. Mm. And it wasn't always like that. If I go back even just 2 years ago, there was a complete disconnect from me even understanding how to ask myself, what I need or how I'm feeling. I never asked myself that. But now I'm so conscious about how much my energy affects everything else that I do around me, that is my responsibility to ask myself that constantly. So I'll start a conversation with self. How am I feeling right now? How am I really feeling right now? I'll do a quick body scan, whatever the hell it is that I need to do. And then I'll go to my like handy toolkit of stuff that I know works for me and follow through with that. And like I said, it varies, it shifts and it changes. Today, for example, I know that I am day 8 in my cycle. I'm in my inner spring. I obviously have a lot more energy than what I normally do because I'm happy to have like flowy conversation where I'm not just like sitting taking it in. What do I need right now? Right now, if I'm checking in with my body, my arms are itchy as fuck. I actually need to like
do you want moisturizer? Pause.
I've got moisturizer in my bag. I'm going to lather up my arms because that's going to give me comfort. That's me holding space for myself and that's me giving my body what it needs.
Yeah.
That's an example. That's like super, super simple.
Yeah.
Listen to my voice right now. God, now everyone's going to hear it. Listen to my voice. Can you hear this? Can you hear that?
I need water.
I need water.
With your back wash. I need water.
Okay, just to clarify, I've got like a 2.5 liter bottle
full
here.
Full of backwash.
It's not.
Ew, can you not say backwash? The word makes me feel sick.
I put lemon, freshly squeezed lemon juice in it in the morning. And so it's got all like floaty lemon bits. It looks like backwash.
Oh my God, it really does.
It does.
Can I just say, I was waiting to say this because I didn't want to interrupt your flow.
Yeah.
But when you said your handy toolkit, I imagine Mary Poppins.
I just imagined you pulling out like a Mary Poppins bag with like a bunch of shit.
If anyone's going to have a Mary Poppins toolkit, it's Daniela. I would pride myself on that.
Oh my God.
No, but do you get what I'm saying? It honestly varies all the time. And it just comes down to, for me, just what do I need? What do I need?
Yeah.
And it's a back and forth conversation.
Yeah, and it's like a conversation all day.
Yeah. And that's exactly the point. I'm like
muteness.
Okay, can you speak so I can hear? Yeah, wait, you are muted? Yeah, okay, so I'm mutedness.
You've been cut off.
You've been cut off. Like she's like out of control.
Let us know when you're ready to come back.
Oh my God, you know what? I just got flashbacks to my teacher self when I was just like, I'll wait. Oh my God. Like, no, it's fine. I have all the time in the world right now.
Okay, I need to know, but like you're muted.
Okay, hold on, I'll unmute. There you go. You're free.
Where was your umbrella for the global meditation?
Oh my God. But hey, do you know what the funny part about Mary that was? Poppins. Legit, I had an umbrella. Do you know where it was during the global meditation? Covering the salami because I thought protecting the food was more important.
I mean, that was a good choice. Obviously, the salami didn't be saved.
Oh my God, that's
clearly
so funny.
I'm like,
tell
so
us
funny.
You're a wog without telling us you're a wog.
Save the food. Oh my God, flash. Oh my God, I just remember. So my grandparents live on a farm. There was one year where there were crazy bushfires and we actually had to evacuate the farm. And I remember the kerfuffle because everyone was like, well, who's taking the chicken? Who's taking the salads? Who's taking this? And it was everyone separating the food. No, like there's literally fire coming up.
Oh my God.
And everyone's fighting over how we're going to save the food.
Fuck.
Okay, anyway, back on track.
Okay, so yeah, it's a constant conversation.
It's a constant flow. It's a back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, Demi, how do you hold space for yourself?
I guess like similar, it's like a constant conversation, but it happens like similar to Daniela. I do it like based around my cycle. So obviously like, you know, when I feel more energized, I'll give myself space to do more energetic things.
Yeah.
Things like today, like being on my period, I won't go and like, let's say for example, like I went to the gym this morning and I knew today is not the day I'm going to be doing heavy weights. I'm going to be doing like
light
movement rather than like heavy deadlifts and shit like that I do when I'm like on my summer, in my summer, I should say. Even just during the day, like checking in, like, okay, if I'm starting to feel hungry, what do I actually feel like eating? What do I actually feel like eating? Do I like, I'm not just going to go into the fridge and like, look, be like, oh, well, this is in the fridge, so I'm going to eat it. What do I actually want to eat?
Yeah.
Or are you just thirsty? How many times do you go looking for food and it's like, hold on a second, no, I'm actually really thirsty.
Or am I bored?
Yeah.
Do you know the other day I was literally like I went to go to the fridge and I was like what, because I checked in with myself. I'm like, what am I hungry for? I was like, I'm not hungry. I'm bored. Yeah. Okay. Well, how do I redirect that?
That's super valid.
Oh. I guess simple answer is like, I just constantly check in with myself.
Yeah.
What do I need in this moment? Do I need to like just sit down? Do I need to go give Vinny a cuddle? Do I need water? Do I need a tea? Do I like, do I need to go outside for a little bit? What do I like in terms of like, okay, like what am I going to eat for dinner tonight? What does my body need?
And then actually following through.
And actually following through. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like what Daniela's doing, moisturizing her arms at the moment. Yeah. I love that for you.
I'm literally moisturizing my arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ness, what about you?
This is going to be an interesting perspective coming from like a mum. How do you hold space for yourself as a mum?
My initial response, I'm gonna be really brutally honest. First year of my daughter's life, I didn't hold space for myself.
Okay.
Right? Because I was like, you know, she's my priority. I have 100 other things on my to-do list. And I was like crashing and burning rapidly. Crashed and burnt. And it was wild. And, like, you know, all of my relationships became distant and rocky. And I was angry and I was frustrated. And I was like, I can never get anything done for myself. And all the things were happening. And then I got to my point of, wait, like, I tell everybody else that they need to be doing things. And I'm not actually following through and doing the same thing for myself. Then I was like, you know, what a bloody hypocrite. How, you know, all the things. And I now make it an effort. My way of holding space for myself is literally just getting outside daily. And it's like the most simple and easiest way to do it. I'll grab my daughter, we'll get a picnic rug, or like just go straight outside, sit on the grass for at least 5 minutes a day. I'll be in the sun, I'll pop her in the shade, or like obviously in the sun with me, with her hat on, all those things for people that are concerned. None of you are concerned because we know how good the sun is for you. Yeah. But that's literally it. Just taking that time to do those things, get out into nature. And then also I have started asking for more help. So like little things where I'm like, well, I know that this is what I want to do work-wise and business-wise. And my thing is I get really, really, really frustrated because I have all these big ideas. I'm like, I want to do this and I want to do this and I want to do this. And like this feels really good to me. But then my time is so limited juggling everything that I'm currently juggling that when I actually can't follow through, I start to get really frustrated. And when I start to feel frustrated, I start spiraling. And then I'm like, I'm spiraling and, you know, when the whole world is against you and all those things. But I'm quite quick to pull myself out of it now. I'm like, no, hold on. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. What do you need to do to fix this? So I've been more able to ask for help, whereas before I would just take the weight of everything on for myself and just deal with it. And just the simple act of asking for help from people around me has really, really, really shifted so much for me. So that's how I've started to.
I love that. That's really powerful.
Just asking for help.
Yeah.
There's no shame in it.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's no better way to honor yourself than by asking when you need that help.
Yeah. And just by having fun. Like, you've literally just heard me piss myself laughing at absolutely nothing for the past like 4 episodes.
It was Adam Sandler this episode.
This one was Adam Sandler and like me imagining Daniela with a giant ass Mary Poppins bag. But like literally just literally just being more lighthearted, laughing wherever you can. Like, life is not that serious. It's really not. Just have fun. That's it.
Good advice.
Do you know something else I just thought about? And I like literally just like thought about like what I was going to be doing tonight. I think that I just said something really random without context. It's really important for you to actually understand your own energy. Like, say for example, I know I'm an introvert and I've got quite a busy social calendar. So I intentionally create space for me to just be by myself. Because if I don't have alone time, I will crash and burn and like not enjoy being out.
Something I really love about you, Demi, is that even when things pop up along the way that you're like, oh, actually that could be really fun, but you know you don't have the energy for, you really stand in your ground and say, no, like this actually won't do me any good if I go. I know it will be fun. I'm glad everyone's going. Go have a good time. But I need to do what's going to serve me.
The thing is, though, it's not even just for my sake. Like, I am an absolute buzzkill when I'm out and not enjoying myself. So it's like more so that's like fair. Trying not to be like, well, firstly, I won't enjoy myself and other people won't enjoy my presence. So, you know, just being self-aware in that sense.
Love that.
Yeah.
So we've spoken about what holding space is. We've given examples of our own personal experiences with holding space. And like, where do we go from there?
You really want to say something?
No, I'm ready for the reflection question.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Should we go into reflection?
Yeah. What do you love? Oh, God. What's going to come out?
And our reflection question for today. Do pelicans have teeth?
All I heard was, do pelicans have teeth? Is that it?
Do pelicans have teeth? Okay, but I need an answer to this question.
Like, what is the answer?
No, they don't have teeth.
I feel like they don't have teeth. Don't they just have, like, swallow their food whole?
I don't know. Do pelicans have teeth? That's to reflect.